The idea of hate crime has also been in the news, particularly since they're now voting on it in Congress. We mentioned that briefly last week, just scratched the surface. But hate crimes, and that title, hate crime, has always sounded scary to me. We don't have laws against hate crime. We have laws against crime. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should stay. If a murder is committed or a theft, who cares what the reason is? My house was broken into a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. in fact, and my laptop was stolen. For all I know, the person who did this was not motivated out of hate. He probably just wanted to make a profit. I doubt that he even knew me. You know what? Who cares that Joker still got my laptop? All people groups in this country are already protected. A man can go to jail just as easily for killing a homosexual as he can for killing a straight person. But now, the idea that he's going to get extra time because he hated the person, well, it's only a thin thread removed from laws about hate speech. Now, we have a constitution that guarantees free speech. I believe that guarantee will soon evaporate out of a concern for hate speech. In Canada, it's already gone beyond hate crime and is already called hate speech. We've mentioned on our program before that a pastor was also arrested in Sweden for speaking against homosexuality from the pulpit. And that's what it's going to be next in our country. People accuse the Bible of being filled with hate speech all the time because of what the Bible says about gays, because of what the Bible says about relationships between men and women. Others think the Bible has words of love for all human beings. So who's going to settle the matter? Mm-hmm. Judges? The ACLU? But how do we warn this unsuspected country when hate speech legislation sounds so tolerant, mm-hmm. so open, so sensitive? That's right. It's time for our tolerance update, because tolerance is the only way to bring love to the world. And what the world needs is love.
Abigail, the penalty for murder in this state is life imprisonment.
Your Honor, I can assure you that this was not a hate crime. Yes, my client, Miss Abigail, killed, but she did not do it out of hate.
Is this true, Miss Abigail?
There isn't a hateful bone in my body, Your Honor. In fact, Your Honor, I'll go you one better. Not only did I not hate him, I loved him.
In that case, your life sentence has been changed to 10 years. You'll be out in 5 with good behavior.
Your Honor, did I mention that I loved him a lot?
A lot? Okay, 6 months probation and 1 week's community service. And here, I'll throw in this gift certificate for Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor.
Well, that's our tolerance update for today. Remember, tolerance is the only way to bring love to the world and what the world needs. Is love.
It's the only thing.